And right now, we're going to the phones where we are joined by Tim Rabar from Ohio Living. It's time once again for the Morning Munch, that time every day when we get you into God's Word to give you some spiritual nourishment, to get your day focused on the Lord. Tim, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you with us, and I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
I want to just read the short little section of a letter that Paul wrote to the early Christians. And he says this in Ephesians 5. He says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit." It's kind of funny, I catch myself doing this, and a lot of people will say, you know, the world's getting crazy. It's this world. It's just nuts. Why did I even bring kids into this world? And if you look back, like, historically, the world's always been crazy. Paul's writing this to a culture that was pretty nuts. He writes here to be wise and to make use of every opportunity because they were doing some pretty crazy stuff. Even the early Christians in the early church, they were throwing some parties that I don't even want to get into. It was more than just a keg party. Like, there was crazy stuff going on. And that's why he writes this. Is he's like, wait a minute. You gotta slow things down here. You know, let's use our time wisely. Let's make every opportunity count here. Let's not get together and just waste idle time. But it's one thing about time that's interesting, Tommy, is it's kind of the great evener in the world. There's one thing that everybody has the exact same amount of. It's kind of like when you're playing the game Monopoly and you all start out with the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, that's not true in this world. But one thing that we all have the same, and that's time, we all have 24 hours. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter where you were born, what family you were born into. Whether you're a king, you're a peasant, you're rich, you all have 24 hours. And so Paul's here giving us that exhortation, that little nudge, like, hey, you know, make use of your time. It's a great resource. As a matter of fact, it's one of the greatest resources that we all have. Then he says, don't be foolish. Pretty self-explanatory. I think of it as, like, once again, in context, Paul's just saying, you know, come on, don't waste your time, guys. That's just foolish. You know, I do that to my kids all the time. I'm like, okay, it's fun. You're wrestling. You're messing around. You're jumping on the couches. Then there comes that point you're like, all right, it's time to do your homework, right? There's a time to kind of goof off, but let's get to it here. And so Paul's, once again, he's just given this correction to kind of get the church in line. And then he says this part that everyone focuses on in this scripture where he says, do not be filled with wine or drunk on wine, but instead be filled with the Spirit. And one thing here is to remember, this isn't a prohibition statement. It's not saying you can never have a glass of wine. He didn't say that. He said, don't be filled. Don't be drunk with wine. That's not a good idea. If you've ever been drunk or been around someone who's drunk, you know that's not a good idea. When it comes to foolishness and making the opportunity of every hour and of every minute, obviously that's can be a colossal waste of time and a waste of a whole night or even the next day if you really drink a lot. But he says, it leads to debauchery. What that word really just means is a lack of self-control. You will lose all self-control. Remember, one of the fruits is self-control. So we see here that being filled with things like wine, Paul's an example here, to fill yourself up with junk, if you use your time focused on things that are not fruitful, things that are not lead to self-control, such as filling yourself up with the Holy Spirit, yourself up with God's presence, with His Word, time in fellowship with other believers in prayer, and things that are healthy like that, it's going to lead to just more lack of self-control. Quit filling yourself up with junk. Now I'm going to throw social media under the bus again like I did yesterday, and how much time, you know, do we spend just surfing through whatever it is, whatever media platform, not even necessarily social media. I mean, I've been on a YouTube rabbit hole before that's lasted hours and hours on end, and I don't even know where it began. It's easy to do. Or if you're just in the habit of, like, checking your news feed on Facebook or going on Instagram or going on Twitter. It's amazing how much time you can waste just filling yourself up with that. And really, is it fruitful? Pretty debatable. I'd have to say that most of the time for me, it's putting junk in my head that isn't necessarily healthy. So how do we do that? We fill ourselves up with the Holy Spirit is the main point of this section here, of this letter, is spend time filling yourself up with God and His presence and the good things, input, output, right? You spend your time focused on the things of the Lord, and good things happen. Dear Jesus, we thank You, God, that You've shown us the way. God, that You have walked this earth. You've walked in our shoes. God, every situation, everyone who's listening right now, Lord, You know. You can identify with what they're facing, what they're going through. And so, Lord, You walked in those shoes. You showed us. You demonstrated what it is to take time to retreat, to spend time with the Father and be filled up, and to take time for prayer, but also to walk boldly, God, to do Your work, to do the work in the will of the Father. So, Jesus, thank You for that example. Help us, God, just walk in Your footsteps, God. May we just make use of every opportunity. Lord, it doesn't mean we can't, you know, have fun and have hobbies and things like that. Lord, set us free from that idea of religiosity or legalism. But, Lord, we would be free, but also we would be wise with our time. God, help us strike that balance, Lord. We can only do it by filling ourselves up with Your Spirit. Because we're not alone, Jesus. You said that You weren't going to leave us as orphans, and You gave us that Holy Spirit, Lord. So fill us right now, just even those that are listening, with an open heart, with a humble heart, Lord. Would You fill us with Your presence and Your Spirit so we can do Your work? I pray. Amen.
Amen. Tim Rabar joining us from Ohio Living. And Tim, what do you do there at Ohio Living? And tell us about Ohio Living.
I'm the spiritual care coordinator for our home health and hospice here of Greater Toledo. We're the only faith-based, Christ-centered hospice organization. So a lot of my time is involved in working with our patients. Most of our patients, Tommy, they don't live in a facility, but they actually live just in the comfort of their own home. But they're at a place where they've got a terminal illness or condition, and they no longer want to go in and out of the hospital and seek aggressive treatment. Or for our home health, you know, people that want to receive health care right in the comfort of their own home. I help people navigate through those things in life, those decisions they make, and let them know that they're not alone. And also our team, we have a great team of nurses and nursing assistants and social workers and beyond. And, you know, it can be kind of an emotionally exhausting thing to deal with death, dying, and sickness and all of those things. So I kind of help our whole team navigate through that. There's opportunities to volunteer. If you're listening out there, you're like, man, it sounds like something I could give to. I feel called to help people in those situations. You know, we're always hiring, looking for great nurses, nursing assistants, aides, and we're also looking for opportunities for people to just volunteer to help people and their families as they're facing, you know, things such as end of life.
And if folks want to find out more information, where can they go?
Just give us a call, 419-865-1499.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
You bet, Tommy. Have a good one.
You too. That's Tim Rabar joining us from Ohio Living, sharing the Word of God here on The Morning Munch.